I don't know if anything went wrong per se. Obviously, winning a national title as a team for the men's side was a lot of things that went right. But as far as the event management of it, and the how it all, we did it in 13, as you know. So in 2013, 4 years ago, we hosted. The NCAA actually contacted me and asked. We didn't put a bid in for 17. They had a couple bids. They weren't really thrilled with the bids themselves, be it location, facility, and so on. So the NCAA asked, we know you got the venue. It's the biggest track in the United States for Division III, with a third floor track above it. No one has any situation like you do. The location is just perfect as far as flying into Midway or O'Hare, you know, 20 miles away. Downtown Naperville, all the hotels, all the everything. And so they asked us if we would put a bid in after they got the bids and closed the search. And I said, yes, we'll do that. And we did it. We got it. And we've really been planning this by and large now the last 3 years, but in earnest the last year. Now, I honestly could say I don't think anything went wrong. I think a lot of things worked out how we hoped they would based on our previous experience in 13. The biggest complaint that we had, without question, was the air conditioning was too cool. And the reason is that it was so warm Monday and Tuesday that our HVAC people came in, they adjusted things, but to cool that size of that space, not knowing that you're going to have 2,000 plus people on each day, which we did. It's hard to regulate that. It's not like turning on a light switch. And so we finally figured Friday was cool, but we'd rather have cool than hot. So that's the biggest complaint, that the AC was a little cooler than they like. And so the planning of it, we decided, you know, like for the past year, okay, we had two giant planning days. And it really worked out beautifully in this respect. Instead of having a 20-person committee, which you get nothing done to speak of, or you have to redo it. And everyone has an opinion, but they don't know the sport. So what I did is like, okay, the first planning meeting was back at, you know, the big one was back here in November at the very beginning, in the summer. And then we had one in November. So in the summer, we took an entire day and we brought in campus safety. You're here for 45 minutes, go through everything. Then we had at maintenance, and we brought Mike Hudson in and all that. This is what we need from them. Then we brought in sports information. This is what we're going to need from that. You cover the media. Then we brought in the Naperville Visitors Bureau. Then we brought in the host hotel. Then we brought in our marketing folks. Then, and so we brought in each group one by one by one by one. And I've got all the notes from these planning days and everything. And so instead of having them on a committee and having to meet all the time, they come in, they focus on what they need. Then we brought in the technology people for the timing system and the video board, and then the bleacher company and all that. And we get all their input to then be able to say, okay, we then split it up between the four. I said, I'm working with the bleacher, Jim, I said, I'm working the bleachers, I'll do the video, I'll do the sound system. Because all these people come in separately. I'll do all the budgets. I'll work with the business office. Sue, you do the rental with M&M Rental Company. You're going to work on the marketing with OMC here. James, you are doing all the volunteers, all the student workers, all the logistics of that. Mahesh, you worry about the meet management. So each of us had very defined duties. And that way you say, well, you know, Chris, you have a question, but I'm not the rental person. Sue is. Go see her. Because if I tell her something that's different than what she said, then it's just going to be a problem. Go to the person that's assigned to it. And you do that because if you're in a leadership role that I'm in and you micromanage everything, you're in trouble. You know, I can't do it all. Mm. Yeah, but you have very capable people that we all do it together. You don't worry about any of it. And that way you're not sending the vendors mixed messages. You know, then Eileen, our administrative assistant here, she and the GA, they worked with Chartwell's and Bell's for food service to get all of our hospitality for the coaches and so on and so forth. And then we had conference calls once a month up until the couple of months prior. Then we had it once every 2 weeks with the NCAA and their championships committee. And they had a whole checklist of what they had to get done. Okay, who's getting the barriers for this? How about this? Who's organizing the hotels for the officials? Who's paying, you know, all that. A lot to it, but because we chose to do it this way, and we all knew what we were capable of, and we'd asked for help when we needed it, it worked out really well. Sometimes, I mean, you don't get the immediate feedback. The NCAA puts out surveys, and tons of coaches fill them out. I'd say close to half filled them out, and they got a chance to voice out what worked, what didn't work, and so on. But because of our location, because you could walk to downtown, because like we did the banquet at the Embassy Suites, the new banquet hall that sat 1,015 people. All that feedback came back, and we're just fortunate to have a venue and venues where in Mernor, a student athlete warms up in here, they stage and hang out in the balcony, they warm up down here, they get their assignment, they walk through the back tunnel, and they never cross over the spectators. You never find that. You're always having spectators cross over the athletes. They go through the garage door, through the back tunnel, and they're at the starting line. So they never cross over. It's perfect, but you got to have the venue. You know, no one has a venue that has a third floor track that can seat the structural engineer we had to bring in and we could seat 1,680 up there. But you can't stack it, you got to spread it. We had 1,000 chairs, and then we had 800 on below, so we had 1,800 unobstructed seats, which is huge for track. Because our student and faculty staff were so involved, and like staff, it was great for them. They really, especially on Friday, we didn't really need to draw as much from the Naperville community, but we did from the alumni, because you got to remember all the history and all the years we had with our alumni base here for men and women. We had so many alums that came back that absolutely wanted to volunteer. It's like, you know, one of the persons that did the pole vault, well, he was a two-time national champion that vaulted for us, and he's running the standards, okay? But he gets in free, and he gets to be here the whole day. So, yeah, it's a great thing for him. He's right there. You're in the mix. And so we had 200 plus volunteers just from our own North Central campus and community. It was great. So we didn't have to tap into those other ones. Mm-hmm.